Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the chapter on contentment, chastity, restraining oneself, having moderation in lifestyle, person's lifestyle and his expenses, and also disapproval of unnecessarily begging. So today we'll do a incident that's famously known. There was a battle that Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in went out for, famously known as Ghazwa Zat al-Riqa', the battle of rags, that's what it is translated as. What had happened was, there was a Banu Ghatfan tribe that had gathered in order to fight the Muslims. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he preempted their coming to Madina Sharif to fight the Muslims by sending a battalion out to go and fight them before they can fight the Muslims. This was the strategy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this case, that he decided to confront them before they could attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba. So this, when we went through this incident today, keep that in mind. What had happened was where they were going, and see how simply they went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Abi Burda, an Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, خرجنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزاة ونحن ستة نفر بيننا بعير نعتقبه فنقبت أقدامنا فنقبت أقدامنا ونقبت قدمي وسقطت أظفاري فكنا نلف على أرجلنا الخرق فسميت غزوة ذات الرقاع لما كنا نعصب على أرجلنا من الخرق. قال أبو بردة فحدث أبو موسى بهذا الحديث ثم كره ذلك وقال ما كنت أصنع بأن أذكره. قال كأنه كره أن يكون شيئا من عمله أفشاه. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو بردة narrates from أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنهما, who said that we once went out with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم on an expedition. This was an expedition known as Ghazwa Zat al-Riqa'. So six of us shared one camel which we took turns to ride. Imagine, six people sharing one camel. Nowadays we have a home, one house, there's 3-4 cars parked there. That time there were six Sahaba going out in an expedition, and six Sahaba are sharing one camel. So what it means, one person rides, five people are walking. And then when those people are walking, so like that they took turns to ride, and the next person gets a chance. So he's explaining that six of us shared one camel which we took turns to ride. As a result, our feet were injured, and my feet were injured to such an extent that my toenails fell off, and we had to wrap pieces of cloth around our feet. This riqa is actually known as cloth. So this Ghazwa Zat al-Riqa is known as the expedition of the cloth. Why cloth? Because they had to tie cloth around their feet because of the damage that was caused to their feet walking on that terrain. So he explains that as a result our feet were injured, and my feet was injured to such an extent that my toenails fell off, and we had to wrap pieces of cloth around our feet. The expedition came to be known as Ghazwa Zat al-Riqa', the expedition of rags, because we tied strips of cloth around our feet. Abu Burda rahmatullah alayhi says that Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu related this hadith, and then he disliked having done so. So Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu is relating this incident that they had many years ago. But when he related it, he felt very bad in his heart. Why he felt bad in his heart for relating this incident? That he feared and he disliked exposing his good action. We did that action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I'm relating this incident, what happened at that time, I'm actually exposing my good action. They disliked it, and he felt very bad that he had to say it. Imagine, we wouldn't have known about it if he didn't mention it. So it was good that he's saying it. We can learn from what the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. But he felt bad that, why did I say it? Why did I expose my good action? There was no talk about a person taking his good action, putting it on Twitter, putting it on YouTube, advertising it here, advertising there. This is what I did, and this is the kamal that I did, and this is where I spoke. This is the pictures of what I did. Nothing like that. He just mentioned it, and here the hadith is mentioning that كَأَنَّهُ كَرِهَ أَيَّكُونَ شَيْئًا مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ أَفْشَاءً. It's as though he disliked exposing any of his actions. Allah Ta'ala, give us also that tawfiq. So much they did for deen, but they didn't want to talk about it, didn't want to say it, didn't want to expose their good actions. We, Allah Ta'ala, forgive us, forgive me first. If we do so little for deen, but yet we want to expose everything. This is where I am, a man who's gone for Hajj, is posting pictures to everyone. See, I'm here in the plains of Arafat. See, I'm here, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. They did things so much for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that feet was damaged, toenails were falling out, for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that also they feel hard to say. Allah Ta'ala, save us from this culture of wanting to post everything, tweeting everything, Facebook and YouTube. That is not the culture of a Muslim. A Muslim does it and he knows, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget what I'm doing. I'm doing it for the sake of Allah. I'm not advertising for anybody. My object is not to advertise and to show off and tell other people. It's for the sake of Allah. Allah Ta'ala knows about it. The Malaika have recorded it. On the day of Qiyam, Allah Ta'ala will present it. If I want to show off about what I'm doing, firstly, I won't get rewarded for the action. Secondly, I will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah for marketing and advertising and doing for others instead of doing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yashifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.